Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Tuesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
Oh, so if you have absolutely nothing on you, you just start rubbing everything.
Christian Fourier.
Run it again! Stupid! I know how to count!
And Glenn Ordway.
The nastiest bug I have ever seen in my life is crawling on my back.
That is a prehistoric creature.
Another day means another behind-the-scenes look at why the Celtics had big-time issues this season.
The Celtics were among the teams that didn't take COVID very seriously.
Stadium's Jeff Goodman joins the show at 3:30. Big deal, no big deal at 4:30. Now it's time for OMF.
All right, let's get back to
this
my
is so much
Kemba.
More fun.
On EEI.
So I checked it out first thing when I came in the studio.
What the bug was?
The bug family. It was an entire family.
The whole house of bugs.
The little bugs, the big bugs, the grandfather bug. They were right over there. They were all gone.
Yep. House centipedes. Maybe
Wiggy took them home. I don't know. Somebody might have taken them home. Yeah. They're all gone.
We're good. We cleaned it up.
Yeah.
I like it.
All the
I
bugs
like
are
it.
Gone.
Happy Tuesday.
So there
Happy
we go.
Tuesday. Why? Actually, I came in today thinking it was Friday.
Did you? Is that good or bad? Is that like, you know?
Do you convince yourself with
I
this
do.
Stuff?
I do. I was having a conversation with somebody today. I was like, don't worry about it. We're off tomorrow. Yeah. Like, no, we're not. We're not even at the halfway point. And I'm not even working on Friday.
What is today? Tuesday?
Today is only Tuesday.
Tuesday. So
we're
you got
barely
Wednesday,
out the gate right now.
Thursday, and then you're off on Friday.
Well, I'm not really off. It's kind of like a work trip, but, you know, whatever.
But
you
won't be with Lou and I.
I will not be here, unfortunately.
Okay.
No, I will miss the glorious day of Friday.
All right. You actually thought it was Friday. Terrific. So... Boy, I'll tell you what, there's more Celtics stuff like every single day. It's like everybody is talking. Season is over, and now it's time for everybody to rat everybody
out. That's
the way it is. So let's start with this from Ryan McDonough, former general manager in the NBA. I wonder about what he thinks right now with his Phoenix Suns. He was the GM of the Phoenix Suns. What he thinks about that franchise right now, because he put a lot of that together. So he's on with Mutt at Night last night, and he's talking about what the next step is for Jason Tatum.
I think of the 30 teams, Boston's certainly in the top half as far as attractiveness and what they can do is win and support their current players. And if that happens, and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and those guys are happy, they will be their best recruiters. And that's the way the Celtics will land their next elite free agent. I think the next step in Tatum's game, and I'm sure he's aware of this, he's a smart guy, is not being so ISO heavy, not being so ball dominant. I think the next step for him will be trusting his teammates, trusting the pass, moving the ball and getting it back, trying to be more efficient without the ball and with his shots. And then if he can do that, guys, which I have no doubt he will be able to do it if he wants to, given his talent, then other guys will want to come play with him if and when he does that. I think he'll be a very attractive guy to play with because he's one of the best young talents in the entire NBA.
So what are we talking about, Ryan? 6 years from now?
Recruiter.
Yeah. 6 years from now?
It's on the Olympic team.
How is Jason Tatum, at his age, going to recruit other major talent out there, veteran talent? No.
See,
the veterans do that. The younger players don't do that.
See, I don't know. So here's what stood out to me. Okay, and when I read this this headline, former NBA executive believes next step for Jason Tatum is recruiting free agents. And my thing is like, oh, this is a problem. This is the problem. Because when you say Tatum, you should automatically include Brown. It should be a package deal. It should be the next step for the two Jays. The two Jays, if they really want to be a great team, is to start recruiting as a tag team, as a joint project. That's what they need to do, because all this is going to do is lead to animosity, jealousy. That's what's going to come. Remember what the great Robert Kraft said?
What did he say?
The great Robert Kraft said...
What did he say?
You with this thought. Jealousy and envy are incurable diseases.
That's right. Jealousy. Excellent job, Ryan. I gave it to you last second.
Wow.
Jealousy and envy are incurable diseases. I believe that every single time you leave out Jaylen Brown in any sort of discussion, analysis about what the future is going to hold and how they need to be great again, you're going to end up pissing this guy off to the point where one of these guys is going to be socked on the head with a rock just like Cain and Abel, and one of them's going to hell.
Cain and Abel.
I'm telling you, that's what the – because what don't, wouldn't you think – like, wouldn't you be jealous?
The two of them.
Wouldn't you hold a grudge?
Yeah, but
why do they keep including him? The job for the two Jays is to start recruiting now.
Okay. Well, I would agree, but here's the thing. You know, as far as Tatum, baby's all grown up, right? I mean, and Jaylen Brown is hurt right now. So Jason Tatum joins the Olympic team, along with Lillard, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Harden, Beal, his boy,
Bradley
Durant, Middleton. So there's a lot of guys there. So, okay, go to the Olympics and recruit. But to me, it's like, you know, because remember the 2019 like World Cup team? Tatum was on it. Jaylen was on it. Kemba was there. And Marcus was there.
Yep.
So now I feel like Jason Tatum is becoming like Justin Timberlake, Beyonce. He's sort of leaving the band. He's going solo.
It's obvious.
He's going. He's by himself out in the Olympics. So he's out there.
Jaylen's Destiny's Child.
He is Destiny's Child. He is. He's Beyonce. And he's like, I'm all on my own now. There's no Jaylen. There's no Kemba. There's no Smart. It's just me and the other great superstars in the game.
Yeah. And I feel like that is going to ultimately be a problem. So, because if I'm Jason, if I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm like, all right, we're both signed contracts. We're both here for a mm-hmm. good chunk.
You make more than me, but that's okay.
Which is fine.
A lot
okay.
more than me.
It doesn't mean you're better than me, but whatever. Your timing was better. I'm saying, okay, so when you get out there, man, who are we going to get after? And I can see you say, oh yeah, I'll talk to some guys, but he's really not doing it the right way. He's really has no intentions because if they're going to be good, it needs to be a package deal. Hey, you come and play for the Celtics, you're going to have two superstars on your team. All right, so you take the West, I'll take the East. I'll take the South, you take the Midwest. We're going to sit there, we're going to recruit the hell out of this thing. Look at your calendars, look at all these guys, talk to your agents. Let's find out who we can recruit.
So the only part of your theory that I'm buying is the jealousy factor, and that if I'm Jaylen, I'm going to be jealous of the fact that Tatum is getting all of the attention, and by the way, getting a lot more money than me. But as you know, Batman ran the cave. Robin didn't. Robin was just along the side saddle, okay? He didn't run the cave. That's how it works. Brown's not going to have that opportunity. This is not a two-man show where they're going to cooperate and do it together.
You think Jaylen Brown thinks he's Robin?
No.
He doesn't think
that's
he's
where,
Robin.
I don't that's
think
he where, should. But that's where the jealousy part is going to play into it. That's going to be a major problem. I don't think any of this thing is going to be, because the teams that you see right now, the individual players, veteran players, not young players, veteran players, are putting these teams together. And they'll last for a couple of years, and then they move on. Okay, and then they go to the next team. That's what we're going to see here. And there's a possibility you might end up seeing your guy do it somewhere else and not
here. Yeah, so this whole cute little team thing, listen, it's not going to last. This band is not going to stay together. The only way this band stays together is if Brad Stevens brings them both into the room and say, we're going to do this together. I respect you guys, and I know you guys are the future. I didn't even ask Marcus Smart to come, and I know you guys know I love him. I know you have an issue with him, but this is about you guys.
Marcus,
you guys
jealous.
Are running the team. Why can't it be a Jordan and Pippen situation? Okay, well, who's Jordan? Well, you're both Jordan, and you're both Pippen.
Well, obviously, Jaylen, I'm Jordan.
Well, I thought I was Jordan.
I averaged two more points than you. You took one more shot.
There's no way this is going to work.
And the mistake,
but I play better defense.
And the mistake you just made is to bring Brad Stevens into it. It's a players' league. Players are making all the moves.
I thought we're all in this together.
No,
oh, that was just COVID.
No.
Not even
COVID.
COVID.
It didn't work for COVID.
That's true, too.
It didn't work that way.
No.
Okay?
You don't see this with all your history dealing with the personalities. And they're worse now as far as what these players think they're entitled to. The perception that exists about them, because I can see Brown saying, "Well, every little headline I see, it's only about Jason Tatum and what he needs to do to make this team better."
I think it's a good point. I'm not disputing it at all, but I do believe that the guy that is going to have the clout to be able to do anything is Tatum, and yet I don't think Tatum has the clout because of his inexperience and his age right now.
You're 100% correct.
You know?
Okay, a kid at 22, 23 doesn't recruit anyone.
No.
And here's the reality, Celtics fans. They get recruited.
Bingo.
They get talked to. He's in Tokyo. He's in Japan with his buddy Bradley Beal, who's going to be a free agent, who's going to pick where he wants to go in another year and a half. To me, Jason Tatum is very easily seduced. He wants this. He wants All-Star games. He wants All-NBA. He wants all, you know, Olympics. He wants World Cup. He is easily seduced. He is not going to the Olympics to recruit people. He is going there to be recruited, which kind of has given me a revelation of what needs to be done in the future, which I want to get to.
Giving you a revelation.
And that should scare you because he is not going to recruit. He's being recruited, which makes me think about something, which I want to get to.
So apparently the Green Teamers might be wrong that all we need is a few little tweaks here and we're right back into the championship conversation. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. We'll get into all of that. Jeff Goodman is going to join us today at 3:30. He's had a lot of interesting stuff when it comes to the coaching situation and Brad Stevens. So we're looking forward to that. 4:30 today. Big deal or no big deal? Is it a big deal to you that it's not Friday?
We have a very... Yes, it is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is OMF on EEI.
All right, back here in OMF talking about the Celtics and the future here. And because you have two young, really good basketball players, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be able to keep these guys long term. It is a players' league, and the players kind of move where they want to move. That's why you can have the greatest general manager, the greatest coach. It's irrelevant. Mm. The players are the ones that make that call.
See, and that's the thing. I believe that when I look at Brown and I look at Tatum, I don't know. It's just I feel like Jason Tatum can be seduced by other players.
He's weak.
Well, no, he just wants to be.
He's weak. He's insecure and he's weak.
No, listen, he's a great player.
Tell me that you love me. Tell me I'm great. Tell me you need me.
And Kevin Durant saying what he said about him this past postseason and his buddy Bradley Beal. It makes me nervous that this guy's a free agent. You know, or could be on the move and could pick a spot where he wants to go to. Now these guys are in the Olympics, and there's talk about, hey, in a couple of years, Tatum, you know, I know your deal is what it is, but you've seen the way this league is. You could force your way out. I could build some stuff at this team. We could work something out. And I feel like as much as I would love to build around Jason Tatum, I don't think it's reality. I really don't. And I know Celtics fans, you can't move on from Tatum. When I look at Tatum, I look at Brown, I could see Jaylen Brown being here long term. I don't see it with Tatum. I think he's gone in another couple, 2-3 years. I'm just all these All-Star games, all the All-NBA, all the way people talk about him, the Olympic team, World Cup team. I feel like he's the one that's going to be seduced and going to go somewhere else and join someone else. So we keep talking about it. I don't think there's any need to really get rid of either one of these two guys. But another year or two, you better not get rid of Jaylen Brown because he might be the only one you have left.
It's an interesting premise, and I'm not going to dispute it because I would say this. If you don't have success in the next couple of years, and success to an NBA player is we've got to be a contender for the championship, then what do you think Tatum's going to do? So he's putting up 30 every night. He's looking at the team and saying, because of what you guys have done financially, you mm-hmm. can't go and get that player. Now, let me give you an example, because I talk an awful lot about what's going on in Phoenix right now. So Devin Booker was in that situation. He was getting frustrated because he couldn't win. And he had a good another good piece, young piece in DeAndre Ayton. Suddenly, what the Phoenix Suns did is they went and traded for Chris Paul. That has changed their entire world. But do we think that that's going to happen in the next couple of years with the Celtics? Or are the Celtics a perennial seventh seed? And then you're right, Lou. What does Tatum do at that point?
So, I mean, just saying, like, because that's how I feel. When you look at these two guys, which one you think would force his way out of Boston in a trade?
Well, I think you're right, Tatum.
Here's the thing.
And Brown might, too.
I see. That's the point. So if I am... if I feel disrespected, now listen, they're NBA players, so the smallest thing, you know, you kind of get some, like, you know, how sensey, you know, Kemba Walker was about got people booing him.
Right.
He's probably happier that there's no expectations in Oklahoma City. People are going to love him.
Maybe, yeah.
Because he was the best player. So I would say if I believe my own philosophy, my own take as far as Jaylen Brown being disgruntled because they never really treated him the same as Jason Tatum. So the whole time I'm here, I was a first-round pick, too. You paid me a chunk of money. I was an all-star also, but yet you never gave me the same amount of respect that you gave Jason Tatum. Well, now Jason Tatum's gone. Suck it. I'm leaving, too. Like, I have no loyalty to you, so now you want me. Now I'm the best-looking girl at the prom. Now you want to dance with me because you have no other options.
Listen, they...
So where were you when we were both here at the same time?
Right, and Tyler was just giving me some quotes from Tatum about how he loves Boston. They all say that publicly.
I don't believe it.
Right, that's a bunch of nonsense. Kyrie Irving did it to you. Matter of fact, he did it publicly in front of full garden.
Oh, we're not putting Tatum in the same conversation as Kyrie.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you that I don't believe any of that stuff. I believe that Tatum would like to stay here, but if they don't win in the next couple of years, let's say Tyler, they are what they are this year, a seventh seed in the East. If you're Tatum, you're not going to want to do that. It's hurting you. You can't make that all NBA team because you're playing with a bad team.
But you're talking about the love for these two guys. It might be like the national media, you know, more love for Tatum than Brown. But I think within the organization, you got a guy in Brad Stevens who can show Jaylen Brown the love as well. You know what I mean? Because I'm not saying, like, this offseason, you don't do anything. These guys, I think, are on this team next year. You're playing. I wouldn't trade Jaylen Brown because I do think in a couple of years, Tatum's the one that flies. Tatum's the one that forces your hand. I think he might have two more seasons of Jason Tatum.
But if you look at his contract, where is he? I mean, he shouldn't be able to go anywhere unless he shoots his way out of town.
Well, yeah, we haven't seen that before.
No. I said, yeah, unless he shoots himself.
He is going to do. This Olympics, everybody think it's a great thing. It's not a good thing for him. It's not. He's the young guy. He's getting preyed upon out there. He's not sitting there talking to these guys about coming to Boston. They're talking about in 2 years where they're going to be, and he's going to join them. Like, that's not going to work the other way around.
Yeah.
He's the one that's going to fly.
Okay.
And I think you got to hold on to Jaylen Brown because he's the only one you might have left.
It's going to be too late.
He might be the only one you have left. Jason Tatum's got two more years here, then he's flying somewhere.
So Jason
maybe
Tatum,
with Beal or someone else.
So Jason Tatum goes to the Olympics, and all the older guys say, dude, man, you gotta dictate terms, man.
Durant's
you
talking gotta, him what he did at Golden State,
yes,
what he did in Brooklyn.
Yes, you got to have courage.
His game is similar.
Yep.
You're like me. Beal's like, yeah, man, we can do this.
Yep, you got to get what you want. Don't let them. You can do what you want. You just have to be willing to be the bad guy for a little bit. But in the end, they'll forget. So going to the Olympics is actually the worst thing in the world for the Boston Celtics.
Devin Booker, Arizona. Remember you wanted to come here? Let's do some stuff. I'm just saying, like, it's not a good thing, in my opinion.
See, I think they're going to have difficulty turning this thing around and being better than what you saw this past season. And I keep on reading a lot of the green teamers and some of the reporters say, hey, if you tweak it a little bit, you can be right back in the mix. I'm not buying that. So, and I do agree with Ryan McDonough that the one thing Tatum has got to do is he's got to broaden his game. And we need to see more of those assist numbers. We need to see more of him making other players better. And the way you do that is you get better personnel around you so that when he passes the ball to them, they actually do score. And then you get credit for the assist. But how are you going to get all of those players? Why is Boston such an attractive place to play? Lou might be onto something. You might get to the point over the next 2 or 3 years where you're Tatum or you're Brown, you're getting frustrated. You're sitting there going, we're doing everything we can do.
Yeah, but I would say, so that's why the coach, I think, is, at least for the short term, so important. It really is important.
And I
think because in the end, they'll do what they want.
Exactly.
But the short term, I think it is important. But even then, okay, which guy wants which guy? Okay, so they all have a certain, kind of personality. Tatum may be, no, you need to get this guy. Jaylen Brown may say, no, get this guy. And then sure enough, you end up getting Jaylen Brown's guy. What's Jason Tatum's be like? No, you guys don't respect me.
It's a great point. So hold it right there. I want to play Jeff Goodman. He's going to join us live at 3:30.
Live?
But what's that again?
He's going to be alive.
He's
going to
be alive at 3:30. Right now, he's not quite alive. He's on tape. And listen to what he says about the coaching situation.
According to my sources right now, there are two names that have really emerged. And one of them, we don't know if the Celtics can get, which is Chauncey Billups. He's also in the equation in Portland. Maybe in the equation as well in New Orleans. The other name that's hot right now is Ime Udoka, the Nets assistant coach. He's been in San Antonio. He's a guy who coached Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart a few years ago in 2019 in the World Championships. Those guys have kind of not gotten a bat for him, but certainly spoken highly of Udoka.
So I told you the other day that I believe that there are certain people within the organization that are really high on Chauncey Billups. But could it be, just based on what Goodman is saying, that Udoka is a guy that maybe Tatum really wants, or maybe Tatum and Brown really want?
Both of them played for him.
They both played for him and that San Antonio staff 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? Ex-player?
No, I think it is. I think right now, because I don't think they're getting Chauncey. I mean, I think that sounds to me like he's going to Portland. So if it's this guy, then so be it. They have history with him. We don't know what they think about him. If they liked him out there, I don't know. They might have been a coach they didn't like, out in Japan, when they did that 2019 World Cup team. So I don't know if they both like him. Does one like him more than the other? I mean, this is the problem that you're talking about now. Maybe Tatum loves him, Jaylen doesn't. Maybe Jaylen loves him, Tatum doesn't. I don't know. Hopefully they're both on the same page, because you like to think they need to be on the same page, especially with the new next coaches.
And if you're Brad Stevens and you're in that new role right now, you know what you're doing? You are talking to those two guys, and then probably both of those guys, and maybe Marcus Smart as well to an extended degree. You're talking to those guys because you want them to be happy, because the only way Brad Stevens has success in that role is if those players are happy. Unfortunately, that's where the NBA is today. So anybody can sit there and say, you need a hard ass. You need somebody who's going to get all over these players. They get away with too much. Guess what? They don't work anymore in the NBA. The NBA? It's all a players' league. They control it, and that's why I think Lou might be right. I would not be surprised to see somebody like Tatum decide 2 years down the road, we're mediocre.
I think they end up losing both guys. That's what I think their future holds. I do. Mm. I think they end up losing both of them, and then you guys start all over again. And then you're not even OKC, because you won't even have the ability unless you trade them and get some assets. I mean, that may be the best thing. And once they realize that it's done and they can't convince them to stay, when they pull the trigger to get at least something for them.
When a player wants to go, a player's going to go. James Harden proved that this year.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Proved it this
How
year.
How quickly did that happen?
Right. And Houston,
a month.
And Houston's the worst team in the league. Right? And so he left and he said, that's it. You guys are going to...
You guys suck. I don't want to be on a
You guys
team.
Are going to have to start all over again. Well, they didn't suck at the time, but now he made them start all over again. Are we going to start all over again here in Boston 3 years from now?
Yeah. I think that's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Ultimately.
Mm. I just see in the East, you see the Knicks, you see Atlanta, you see too many other teams in which before they were all behind you, and now you look at them and say, they're ahead of us.
See, that's the whole thing with the window thing. Don't buy this window. I don't know. In 2 years from now, we're talking about Trae Young doing the same goddamn thing.
Maybe.
So, I mean, it's
Maybe.
Just, what do you think the next 2 years you look like? Go 2 years at a time, because the whole league could turn upside down another 3 years.
All right, we're finding something else about the Celtics. Apparently, they weren't the most disciplined group.
Shocker.
During all of this COVID stuff, and there were other teams that apparently were pissed at them. We'll get to all of that. As I said, Jeff Goodman will join us today at 3:30. We'll get to your phone calls as well. Is it possible that we're sitting here talking about, we have a nice young basketball team that might be a contender here in the future. Is it possible that these guys are probably not going to hang around and we're going to do what every other team does in the NBA? 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
Hey, yo, yo, yo. Let's do a little something for the brothers that be fronting.
Yeah, all right, but we need a beat that they can front to. Oh, that'll work.
The Celtics were among the teams that I know of that didn't take COVID very seriously. You know, would continue to go out on the road and would find ways to skirt the rules at times when they were traveling. They didn't take these protocols seriously, not as seriously as some other teams did. Washington, when they had all their COVID issues back in January, early February, they blamed Boston. They complained to the league that, you know, the Celtics, you know, because of what they had heard about players going out, you know, in Florida, I believe it was, that they believe they contracted their issues through the Celtics. They believe they were taking it seriously and that the Celtics weren't. So this was not something that was, you know, most of the league knew what was going on with the Celtics and how they weren't really taking these COVID protocols seriously.
Interesting. Chris Mannix, NBC Sports Boston, doing that interview. The Wizards were pissed. And I've seen other people say the same thing now, that there were teams that were worried about how the Celtics were dealing with the COVID situation. And, of course, Tristan Thompson was gone. How many times did we lose to the COVID protocol or whatever?
He was gone a lot.
I mean, what does that tell you, though, about is that an immature group if they can't handle this stuff?
You know what it is? I don't think it's an immature group because they handled it when they were in the bubble down in Orlando. But they knew they were going to be good and they know they could go places. This team didn't believe that they had any opportunity to do anything postseason. Nothing significant. Remember, they were up and down, up and down, up and down. There was no real consistency throughout the entire year. So, you know, they were like, screw it. Like, what do we care? Like, what is the big deal? Like, I don't think they actually believed that they could win. So they didn't want to be disciplined. And they didn't want to really follow the rules. They were willing to take a chance and have something disrupt their ability to win because they didn't believe they could win anyways. That's what I think it is. The teams that know they're good and know they have a chance, they weren't taking any chances on losing any games or putting themselves in a precarious position. The Celtics, I think they believe otherwise.
See, to me, it's just more evidence of Brad Stevens having zero control over his goddamn team.
Yeah.
Like, zero control. You know, when you're looking at it, so Eric Fournier missed 27 games.
Or Evan.
Oh, Evan Fournier, whatever, yeah. So 27 games from COVID. When he was here in Boston, that was fourth most games.
27 days in the protocol.
Oh, days.
27 days.
27 days. Tristan Thompson, 26 days. That was fifth in the league. Romeo Langford missed 24 days. Remember, he came back from injury and went back in the protocol. 24 days. That was ninth in the league. They have three guys in the top 10 as far as missing time with protocol. And you know, this, to me, this is about leadership. This is about getting to your guys, realizing how important it is to be able to stay on the court and follow the protocols. And it was absolutely none of it. Like, I don't know how much more evidence people need to realize that Brad Stevens had zero control over this team.
I've had my moments.
None whatsoever. These guys are out in town all the time. Other teams are complaining about the Celtics. You know, guys aren't listening to them. They all wanted a new coach. Gordon Hayward's like, hey, you need a more powerful voice to get to these guys. Like, it was just like, you know, whatever. The players out there just doing whatever the hell they want, and they got a coach going on post games, like we always talked about, sound like a spectator with no control whatsoever in this team.
So
none whatsoever.
I agree with that, but I also think Christian is onto something, and that is, if you have a team that's winning and that guys care about winning, then you police the other guys on the team. Then Tristan Thompson is not constantly going out at night and going into places where he suddenly is part of this COVID protocol.
Constantly putting himself at risk.
Right. And maybe both Brown and Tatum are too young to stand up to Tristan Thompson, who's a veteran, and stand up to him and say, okay, you've already made one mistake with the, getting involved with the Kardashians. Here's the other mistake. Here's the other mistake in your life. You need to be with this team. We need to all be together. We need to be able to have you on the floor every single game. And I don't think they have the cachet right now or the personality to be able to do that. And that gets back to where you lack leadership. Right now, your two best players are two young kids. Neither one of them has that type of personality where they can take over and they can put everybody in their place. Because you're right about Brad Stevens, but it also, I think, leaks over to the players.
Oh, I get it. I mean, I understand the players. Yeah, like you said, they're like, whatever. We are what we are. We'll go do what we want to live our life. We're going to go out at night. But, I mean, it is, as we all know. I mean, Belichick and Cora and everybody else, Bruce Cassidy, it's as the head coach, as a manager, you have to scare your players into not doing things. You have to let them realize how important it is to follow protocol and be available. To me, it still comes from leadership. That you need that voice. Now, the players, listen, I'm sure he told them that. I'm sure he's told them this. You know what I mean? But like everything else, they don't listen. Like everything else, they're like, whatever, yeah. Dude. Go back to Indiana.
Yeah, just a reminder. Could whatever. Could you please be in your rooms by noon?
Well, they should do what Bill does. So what Bill did is once Cam Newton tested positive, he said, okay, you go home right now. We're going to change all the terminology.
Yeah. Right. We're going to mess with you. Yeah. We're going to mess with you totally.
It's going to change. All right, let's get to some phone calls.
Let's do that.
Here's Matt. Matt's in Rhode Island. What do you got, Matt?
Yeah, guys, I'm Jason Tatum. I do agree with Lou. If you remember back to the draft, he wasn't going to be coming to Boston. You know, Danny Ainge made the move. And I think he was going to go to Phoenix. And I remember hearing just an interview with him. Not that he was disappointed. And things have worked out. But I don't think he's going to stick around. But I do think there's a chance that we can all circle the wagons. I'm hoping Chauncey Billups. I'm hoping to get him because he's going to be that player's coach. And hopefully, you know, gel these guys. But what you guys were just saying about COVID, totally true. You know, they're undisciplined off the court, and I mean, they're a disaster on the court as far as just running a simple like offense. You know, it was all isolation ball. Anyway, guys, thanks.
Right. You got it.
Listen, yeah. I think, and you said it, Christian, short term, yeah, the coach is important, but it really comes down to the players.
It's not going
to
keep anybody
right. And if you don't have other players that Tatum and Brown can play off of, then you're going to have the same problem. You're going to be a 6 or 7 seed or an 8 seed, or you're going to be fighting to play in the play-in game. And once that happens, that's where players lose interest. That's where Tatum finally gets to the point where he sits and goes, what am I doing here?
Well, do you think next year they're going to be that much better?
No.
Okay, so that's another year burned. You know, another year of chirping in an ear of superstars. Another year of, hey, man.
Can't get there.
You're middling. You want to be a 7, 8 seed your whole rest of your career? I mean, the way your career started, you're in Eastern Conference Finals, this organization, where's it headed? You don't want any part of that. You're better than that. This is what you deserve. You deserve to come with us. You know what I mean? And eventually it just happens. That's just what happens in this league.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, they need to be a united front. I mean, those two guys should be on posters, and they should be back to back talking about who's next. I mean, it should be like thunder and lightning, whatever. Get a nickname. That dynamic duo, like they need to do something because that's their biggest asset is one another. Like each one holds a really important key into the success of the team. So the fact that I feel like, you know, they're unified but they're separate. It's like they're on the same team but they have different agendas.
Well, you're going to face it earlier with Jaylen Brown than you will with Tatum. Because when he gets to the end of this contract, and if he continues to get a little bit better every year, what is he going to be worth? He didn't get a max contract, right? Tatum got a max deal. He didn't. What's he going to be like? You talked about jealousy, and I think you're right about that. You've been on teams before, and you've been very jealous of Tom Brady. I get it.
Very
I understand
much so.
It.
I can throw just as well as
right.
he can.
So yes. Here you go. So he's going to look at it and say, he's making how much money?
Mm.
Man, I got to make that type of money.
Go to Matt and Quincy.
Matt and Quincy. Yeah. Hello, Matt.
Hey, man. So I had a couple things. First of all, I don't think Tatum's going anywhere. It doesn't seem likely. The dude's idol is Kobe Bryant. The dude played one spot for 20 years. He wants to be Kobe. He's talked about it openly. Not to mention he's been playing with Jaylen Brown in AAU since they were like 15 or 16 years old, so they have very good on-court chemistry, as you can see.
Can you?
And I think bringing in Horford, well, he's not as good of a player as a healthy Kemba Walker, makes us a better team. So that's
I'm not sure.
I'm going to leave you guys to it, and I'm going to tune back in.
Okay. I'm not sure.
See, I just don't. I think you can idolize Kobe Bryant and realize that that was the NBA 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah, maybe he wants to play for the Lakers.
You know what I mean? You don't think he's idolizes Kevin Durant's game right now?
Yes.
And I'm not so sure I agree with the amazing chemistry that he and Jaylen Brown have on the court. Do they? They got amazing chemistry?
Do they play off of each other? It's one guy goes, the other guy goes.
Yes. Like it's
very
chemistry.
Separate. It's a loveless marriage. it feels like we're just married because of the kids.
Listen, and
we're staying together because of the kids.
When I say
we do it for Marcus.
When I say you hold on to Jaylen Brown because Tatum is leaving, it's not that I even fault the kid. It's just the way of the world today in this league. Because he's that player. He's getting recognized. He's getting talked about. You know, again, what Kevin Durant said about him is amazing and good for him. And now he's playing with his boy Beal, who, by the way, is about to pick his spot where he wants to go. So it's to me, it's just the way the NBA is.
So I just think
it's inevitable that he will force Brad Stevens' hand to trade him to go where he wants to go after two more seasons.
And so because of the fear of that, to me, it is more likely that the Celtics, and now in the position he has, Brad Stevens, are going to look at it this way, Lou. A year from now, they're going to go out and they're going to say, we're not getting anywhere. So let's trade away Jaylen Brown. You know why? Because we need to hold on to Tatum. And you know how we hold on to Tatum? We go out and sign Bradley Beal. That's what we do. And that's what I think might end
Brown
up happening.
Says, you're going to, in order, this is what you guys are willing to do to keep this dude happy?
Yes. That's how it works.
I'm out.
That's how it works.
Yeah. I'm out.
But the alternative is exactly what Lou's projecting. Yeah. And that is 2 years from now, you get Tatum who sits there and says, no, you know what? I'm going with Bradley Beal. We're going to the Lakers.
All right, just a quick little fact check. Right, we're bringing up guy Tyler Devitt.
Oh.
Tyler, fact check on the AAU?
False. Alternative facts.
What do you mean?
They never played AAU together. They're in different high school classes, and high school AAU is all about 16 and under, 17 and under. So,
one's from Cali, one's from St. Louis.
So
they never played AAU together.
No.
Jaylen, okay, just fact check. Okay.
So where was from Tyler?
Where was this relationship that they grew up in the same area?
Who did? Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
And Tatum. He's talking about Jaylen Brown.
They grew up in St. Louis.
The guy said they played AAU together. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
No. Yeah, I was like, what?
We would have known that if that was true.
And Beal's a lot older.
We would have heard that
story. Poor Jaylen Brown.
Beal's a lot older than Tatum. But I think it is more likely, if you're going to hold on to Tatum, that you end up dealing Brown to bring in Bradley Beal. That's the way it works. You bring somebody who your star is going to be comfortable with, happy with. Yeah. That's how you do it.
So you got a guy in Kevin Durant whose career was at Oklahoma City, got up and left and went to Golden State and won a championship, got up and left and joined another super team in Brooklyn. That's the guy he's going to be spending the summer with in the Olympics. This is what he had to say about him. What was the podcast again?
This is the Boardroom Podcast.
Boardroom Podcast. Again,
I've been in the league for 13, 14 years, and like I start to like tally mark, you know, the matchups,
yeah,
and series, and the players that I played against. And when I had conversations with my friends, I'm like, I had series against Kobe, LeBron, Tim Duncan, the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, Jason Tatum is in that conversation now because he's you know, that elite level of player already at 23, and I'm like, all right, I can see where this going. You know what I'm saying? It was an honor to play against him.
Where is it going? Because I'm not so sure, given Durant's history and where he's ended up, I want Tatum hanging out with him.
No, it's a good point. And that,
well,
that
it's,
after
it's,
him
it's,
talking so well, highly about it.
Well, the caller that was talking about, you know, he wants to be like Kobe on one team for his entire career.
I'm not
by
so sure.
By the way, Kobe was drafted by Charlotte, though, and traded on the draft day. But, no, I don't think any player looks at it that way anymore.
But it's different than saying, you know, you idolize a certain player and say, I want my career to be like him.
Yeah, I'll go to the Lakers. I want to wear that
exactly,
uniform.
That's exactly.
What he does. Be like Kobe.
You're not kidding.
Right. Well, so it's basically what you're talking about as far as this, okay, how these older players have influence, how they influence Jason Tatum when he comes back, and then sure enough, Brad Stevens says, man, where'd you get this attitude? It's like, where did you learn this from? Kevin Durant. It's that whole drug commercial. Like, where did you? I learned it from watching you, Dad. Like, I learned it from watching you. No, but Dad,
gateway basketball player.
Yeah, gateway basketball player. But hold on, real quick. But you don't need to. Like, that's just the way business is done in the NBA. He's 23 years old. Not only will he want to just, you know, create his own, you know, story, but he, I mean, that's what everybody does.
The Celtics right now are going to bend over backwards for Jason Tatum. That's what teams do when they get young stars. Dallas right now has unloaded a general manager and unloaded a coach. Why? Because they want to appease Luka Doncic because they're scared to death that he's going to get up and leave.
I was going to say, isn't Giannis like the exception to the rule?
Yeah, he signed Luka, this past year.
Yeah, he signed. When everyone's going, whoa, why Milwaukee?
Because they went out and got Drew Holiday, and he wanted Drew Holiday. So they
gave him what he wanted.
That's exactly
what
happened.
See what Giannis feels like in 2 years. Now, listen, they are where they are. They might be in the NBA Finals. They might win the whole damn thing. But if they gotten bounced by Brooklyn last round, and like
might
again,
have been different.
We'll see
might
where Giannis's different. Head is in 2 years as well.
It's so different, the NBA.
Things
that's
change,
why I laugh
man.
At you bring in the coaches and everybody says, oh, that's the perfect coach. Nope. It's all about players. It's all about who am I going to play with on the court. Here's Kelvin in Lawrence. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, if you got Smart and Brown to trade it for Durant, Giannis, Luka, or who's the other guy?
I don't know.
Who else?
Embiid.
Good luck.
Who you take?
And you're giving up what? Smart and Brown?
I'm not doing Smart and Brown.
I'm not doing the deal for any one of those guys.
What?
Luka. You're not doing that for Luka?
No.
I'm not. If I'm the other team, I'm not taking Smart and Brown for any of those four guys
Durant's
you mentioned.
Right now, but he's Durant's older. Luka's easy.
But let's say you can do it. Who you pick?
Luka. He's younger.
No Embiid, no Durant.
Not Embiid.
I would take
Durant's
a little
older.
Take,
that's all. Durant's old. I'll take Luka forever.
Luka or Giannis right now. That's who I would take.
All right. Because I think what Tatum needs is a big guy.
But you can't trade.
Athletic.
But you can't
athletic big guy. That's what he needs.
Kelvin, you can't get any of those guys. It's a great wish you have. If the Celtics could add Embiid or Luka Doncic or Giannis or Durant, they would be a much better team. And especially if they only had to give up Smart and Brown. It can't happen. It's impossible.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got it.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
I think this is what we're going to do. We're giving away, you know, these players for top five players in the
league. So once the bat signal gets sent out and people go, what? They're going to leave? Okay, let's talk about what we would give up for.
He's leaving.
The reality is I'm with you. I think there's two issues here. One, I definitely think Jason Tatum being wooed away by older players, I think, is a definite concern. And two, Jaylen Brown just being disgruntled.
So Lou talked about, I think you called it shelf life or, 2 years is
two, three windows. That's it.
And he's right. I think that's what you have to do. So if you're the Celtics right now, and I've heard a lot of Celtic fans say, okay, it was a miserable season, and they were unlikable, and they were a 7 seed, but I want to stay with Tatum and Brown and build around them. Well, good freaking luck. Because what are you building for? And let's say over the next 2 years, because of where everybody else is, you're going sideways. Do you really believe that your two stars on this team are going to feel good being the same team for the next couple of years? And are you going to feel good as a fan? You don't like them this year as the 7 seed. How are they going to get any better? And you're telling me that Al Horford is going to make them better? Like one guy said, well, they're better with Al Horford.
Rossell takes.
No, what I saw was Al Horford could be the equivalent of Chris Paul.
Oh, my God. Please.
Average team.
Oh.
An average Chris Paul.
Yeah.
This hour brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. So the Supreme Court is now putting a little pressure on the NCAA. Boy, anybody hear Wiggy this morning? Woo! Wiggy was going a little crazy tomorrow.
He must have got that bad offer from Arizona. He's trying to up renegotiate.
Yeah. Minnesota.
Minnesota. So what the hell does it all mean? Suddenly these college players are going to make millions and millions of dollars? We'll get into some of that coming up. Jeff Goodman will join us at 3:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.